Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Welcome to the new moon transmission for 1st of April, no, 2nd of April. 2022. So this new moon is seeing the activation of divine templates in our evolving human blueprint. And what activates now won't fully complete and anchor in its activation in the human blueprint, the collective human blueprint, until the full moon for this time next year. So there are with these activations, it's all about the rhythms and patterns and how they nest within each other. We work primarily with the lunar gateways, the lunar rhythms and patterns, and the new moon gateway. The lunar rhythms and patterns help us rest within our biological rhythms and patterns when we connect to them. Just like when we have a regulated day and we allow our day to have regular rhythms and patterns, it helps us nest within, well, it helps our biological rhythms and patterns come into an equilibrium. Now, when they're in an equilibrium, we are more aligned with the cosmic rhythms and patterns, the earthly rhythms and patterns, the natural world. And when our rhythms and patterns come into it, we are more into alignment, we are more held. So we're more held. We're supported and we're connected. So this new moon transmission, the activation is simply the dreamer. It's the activation of the dreamer. And this activation is going to begin now. It won't culminate until full moon next year this time. All right. To receive the transmission, we're just going to drop ourselves into a somatic inner listening state. So I invite you to take a few moments, even if you're doing other things, to let a bit of your awareness sit with these intentions now. And you can silently say those intentions and let go of whether anything is happening. So I drop, closing the outward-facing eyes. I make the intention to turn the outward-facing eyes inwards. To drop the seat and center of my seeing into my heart, opening to notice the sensation of the rhythm of the breath, its rise and fall. It's lift and drop. I sit in a still point in the center of the breath, noticing this movement from a place of stillness. I open to notice the sensations in the body as a whole, and I don't name these sensations. I don't give them a story. They don't need my attention. I don't need to fix them. I'm simply observing that sensations are happening in the body now. And giving that mind that job to do, of keeping attention, returning to notice that. So while the transmission comes, this is a way of listening that aligns us with our center, activates our discernment, helps us filter out what's not for us and receive what is without slowing it down through mental processing. Okay. You are invited to listen from your hearts, beloveds. To breathe into your hearts and allow them to expand. Allow that life force, the breath of vitality, to take up a fuller residence in your physiology now. As though you are breathing in from the universe itself. Allow what you are receiving to reach the tips and extremities, your toes and fingertips, the top of your crown, and to spill out into your energy field, and from there to roll out into your reality. That what you may take in this moment, in this aligned universal breath, is part of what is redreaming your reality and how you will physically experience yourself within your reality. This is what is being redreamed. Your boundaries are being redefined from a new expansive positioning. And as they are redefined, so are they fortified. For all our physical universe is but a degree of consciousness, a vibratory degree of consciousness. And your experience of yourself within your physical universe is your soul sovereign domain. You are the dreamers. Of your worlds. This dreaming comes from beyond mind. It is a part of mind awareness, that is no mind. You are now liberating the no-mind dreamer in your divine human templates. The one who knows itself as nested within the whole, within the rhythms of the cosmos, within the planetary heartbeat. And can see that breath of vitality in a divine marriage with the breath of beingness, being breathed within every cell of your being, every cell of your body, every atom in your field. Every particle of your experiential physical reality. So let your senses extend as far as the imagination can wander and beyond. In all directions. And know that this is also you. Allow yourselves to enter into the peace that resides beyond the mind. As the mind lets go of being the governor, of controller of the body, its prime manipulator, so the body enters into a deep state of rest. Sacred exhaustion, deep tiredness, where it is dropped from the marionette strings of manipulation. And in that dropping, in that deep rest and exhaustion, the consciousness of the body is dropped outside space and time, and every cell becomes for an instant one with the cosmos. The body dissolves into that universal breath and is reborn. For a moment, all the cells are as thin as ghosts, ideas of themselves evaporating into the nothingness. And in that moment, outside of space and time, all is realigned. All can be realigned. In the deep remembering, this body is not all there is. This mind is not the limit of consciousness. There is an I beyond the mind, beyond even the imagination, beyond even the dreamer of itself. Beyond the dream. There is an I who is the dreamer of itself. And if that eye is allowed, permitted for a moment to relax into the nothingness and emptiness of beingness, experiencing itself as one within the cosmos and its rhythms, experiencing itself as one beyond all activity and any rhythms in pure spaciousness, then what is reborn in the body? How is the body rebreathed into physicality in the next instance? In the breath that comes, always comes, bringing this now moment again and again and again. New moons are a time for surrendering into the loving embrace of the warm, dark, peaceful night of sleep. that space beyond creation so that all of creation may be rebirthed and reborn and rebreathed from that even deeper place of remembering the I beyond the stories, the self beyond the mind, the body outside time. And what is there to construct when all is allowed to dissolve? There is a question, yes? What can be rebreathed into being from when ideas of separation are forgotten, when mind control is transcended, when body limits are dissolved, when there is but the remembering of being one within all of everything, what would be rebreathed? That is the question that has no need of an answer, but could be asked here and now. In a minute, little one. The answer is something that can reveal itself moment by moment in myriad ways and does not need to be tacked onto. But the Christed mind knows itself as one within all that is and can remind the I who is the dreamer of its own reality. That now is the time, the moment, to let the dreamer redream and be the innocent, awed, surprised, and wondering witness to what may be revealed. In the space beyond the stories of what has always been. So here is a breaking point, a choice point, a point where allowing could be a doorway to great, unprecedented dissolution of the past. By contacting the I who already resides within and is free, not just free, but untouched, unlimited. And imagining from a place of interconnectivity with divine mind, how the self may be re-experienced in its physical universe from this moment onward. I'm just hearing the words allow, emptiness, dear ones, allow. So Let go of the one who is always in such a rush to fill empty space with something. As divine mind supplants the small controlling mind, call it thought mind, the body is liberated to renew along with the breath of the universe. This is what I'm being shown this new moon. This is initiating the activation of one element of the Christ mind in the divine human blueprint, which is the dreamer, the one who knows itself as the dreamer of its own reality, even in physicality. That every aspect of the physical universe, as it is experienced, comes from the dream of the one who is the dreamer, who knows itself within as one within all that is. And this activation here now, that's liberating the body to be rebreathed, as it's letting go of the marionette strings of a controlling thinking mind, is liberating the body to be one with that universal breath and be rebreathed. This activation culminates next year with the full moon at the end of this month's lunar cycle, this corresponding moon cycle next year. But it begins here. What it signifies is a liberation of where we are directing our reality creation from, opening up new horizons to turn the thinking mind into the listening mind. So it's directed more and more from the I who is the dreamer, rather than it's supplanted in its kind of enthronement, as we re-enthrone an aspect of our Christ mind collectively. But it's also that liberation of the body from the marionette strings there is supporting something else that's a theme all the way through this year. There is the coronation of the Christed mind in the human blueprint, different facets of this, but there is the dissolution of the separation of the physical universe and our physical bodies from how we perceive energy and awareness, as we remember and re-experience physicality in much closer, much more intimate, much closer relationship with how we perceive and experience energy, consciousness, and awareness. So there's that dissolution of distance between the physical universe and the conscious awareness, as we begin to re-experience that they move together as one. And someone is in real hurry to re-experience that. Oh, yes, I know. Okay. You're just staying with these moments, allowing what's moving to resettle. Whenever there are activations of this kind, the innate intelligence we are, reconfigures all sorts of systems and circuitry. There's the circuitry in the mind and thought patterns that get reconfigured to make space for new awareness. And it doesn't stop there. The biology of consciousness is all circuitry and patterns. It's It's always in a process of reconfiguration. What we do in these moments is we connect it to what I would call the motherboard, the divine template that calls out to all circuitry everywhere in our energy field, in our biology of consciousness, and just reminds it, here are your rhythms. Here are your anchoring rhythms. This is the center. This is what you come home to. This is what resets and reminds you who you are at the heart of things, the heart of the cosmos, and you're one within all that is. Okay. Thank you for being with that. That was unexpected. So every full and new moon, there are online group meditations if you want to join those, where we dive in quite deeply, the 90 minutes in total. A lot of that is sharing as well, but yeah, if you want to join those, visit the website and drop your contact details into the newsletter box. And then, yeah, you can get the link to join those meditations. Obviously, if you want to do deeper work, I'm here for one-to-one deep dives. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for being there. It's absolute joy to listen in these moments to see what comes through. Thank you for the guides who've been present through that. Let's just see if there's anything else before I sign out here. I can still feel energy moving, so I'm just going to check what's now. It just feels like with someone listening, like there's people in the field right now, and it feels like there's something just wants to come through. If you can give permission just to receive whatever support comes to you in a way that's loving, safe, and aligned, and we can open these moments for you to receive something the guides want to bring through. Like energetic support. Just to help whatever's landing land in a settled, harmonious way. So if ever I'm any in doubt, I always call on my higher self to say, okay, accept what's for me, filter out what's not. I receive only that which is in unconditionally loving integrity, safe and appropriate for me here and now. Store anything that's for later. In my little litany of, do I open to receive what's coming through right now? So it goes through the highest gatekeeper we've got. Thank you. Yeah, I can feel that's opened the doorway for a bit more support to come through. I can feel your... I am a Hayana. So the light codes and the sacred geometries that are present in the field now for supporting expansion. Safe, held, stabilized. Expansion. And for opening pathways from the heart for fear, anxiety, trepidation to be grounded all the way into the soil. Nah, you know. And if you're listening, it's suggested place attention on the physical sensations at the root right now, the base of the spine. Nothing to really notice, just it's a place to put attention for a moment. There we go. Thank you. And the feet. All right, what you're invited to welcome, because there's quite a lot just left, is it's too soon for me to be bringing that in. Let me just check. Okay, on the next breath, what you're invited to welcome is that breath of joy, what rises. We're all letting go in the moment, fear, trepidation, anxieties, and letting joy be the breath that re-energizes. There's like there's gifts that are coming in from the earth, from Mama Gaia, opening, in, entering into the system. And it's like joy is the energy that, it's like the car, the vehicle. It's enabling these energies to re-enter the system. There we go. We just. Nothing to do, just keep attention on how we feel inside without naming those sensations. Anchored in the center, giving permission to everything to move the way it wants to, be aligned for wholeness and harmony. While the guides are working here now. So think of it as re-engineering, but re-engineering that's directed from within. So from within your higher self, your divine consciousness, your I am that you are, governing what happens, how it happens, where, when, and how it affects you. That's what these spaces are for, supporting. Putting us back into conscious command of our own energy centers, the seat and center of consciousness. And what's coming through here now is to support that. It is. So now they're showing me this kind of oceanic quality that we're opening to as we move into the next phase, this next movement, collective evolution in consciousness. And it's beautiful because moving into the oceanic, oh, that puts us in touch with our essence. It breaks down those old boundaries, those tight, constrictive boundaries, and it helps us re-experience the flow, the intangible, the nebulous, but the essence of who we are in our beings. And it's like there's been this huge expansion. The boundaries and the borders have been re-established in a much, much, much more expanded place. And it's like the flow of who we are can now find itself and re-experience itself in a much more expanded state. I'm guessing there'll be a lot of emphasis on connecting with the oceanic, the divine feminine, the inner goddess, and that root source of all nourishment for life and creation. Mm. I mean, physically, that should see quite a lot going on with our lower bellies, womb or lower belly, depending on how we're made. But with divine opportunities for new levels of health, well-being and harmony, especially in that physiological area of ourselves. So that's the potential they're sort of whispering over my shoulder at the moment. For those of us working with that, you can call in help and support. And it may be a question, you know, how can energy work be for more than one person at one time? And it's because we are more and more resonating in interconnectivity. We're not losing our individuality, but there are core themes and core movements that connect us. That's not the be all and end all of it. There's also that when we activate our divine templates, how those show up in each of us is unique. And that's not what we're changing or manipulating. What we're doing is allowing the resonance. How do we say? Allowing the divine matrix to resonate within our fields. And that shows up in unique ways in each of us. That cannot be controlled. So this is what this energy transmission is for. This is what the energy work is focused around. It's what supports the activation of the divine matrix in our human blueprints. Now, what I'm hearing from them is trust your own expansion. So for each of us to trust our own expansion. Now it feels as work at a cellular level, and we are coming to a close very shortly, so just allowing these final moments, listening just to the physical feelings, especially around the lower belly right now, but you know, wherever attention is drawn, allowing the release of the old, the emergence of the new. Okay, and just whatever's going on for you now, we're going to close down this field. And if you're going to carry on working energetically, then you call on your higher self and your guides to support you in what's ongoing and to let our dreams continue to clear, sort, heal, repair, renew. Let us go from the past and manage the reconfiguration that's going on in the mind as it releases its usual tenet on being the controller and the puller of the strings, and opens to allow more of pure mind and the dreamer and Christed aspects of the Christed mind to operate in place of the small mind and the controlling mind. That's not something we can think our ways through to manage. That's something we simply have to say yes to, ask for help and support with, and trust that the innate intelligence that governs these shifts and changes has kind of got this. And a lot of our dreams might be very strong right now, of course, because it's the dreamer that's being activated. So our small dreams and our old dreams, a lot of those are kind of processing to leave behind the past and let go of what was. And all we can do is let them. You know, we'll know if there's something for us to consciously work with, because it will stay stuck with us. You know, it'll stick in the doorway in between sleeping and waking. And we'll come with it, you know, as though we've got a backpack, things in that backpack that just stay with us during that day. And then that's when we bring our own tools to work with whatever's in front of us. But trust the efficiency and trust the support is the sense I've got, that we, this is such a held process. This is such a supportive transition. And trust the time, you know, we're not doing all of this now, now, now. We're initiating it now, and there's more than a year for this to expand, emerge, be integrated, to reconfigure us. You know, there's human time, there's human space and time to be with what's coming in now on these shifts. All right. I think that's it. So somebody wants my attention. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Handing you over now.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Cash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.